A proposed indoor gun range could hinge on what its South End Barrie neighbors think. That is why I am insisting on community feedback, as the business owners and residents who provide input will greatly assist City Council in our decision, said Cown. Gary Harvey. Community engagement and feedback is critical, in my opinion, so that council can make the appropriate decision when the time comes. On Monday night, councillors will consider a motion that staff work with proponent Roger Gray, the Chief Firearms Office of Ontario and the Barrie Police Service, to identify applicable regulations and potential amendments to city bylaws required to provide an exemption to allow for an indoor gun range on King Street. A mail-out would be sent to all affected King Street businesses, along with any sensitive uses within 500 meters of the proposed location, seeking feedback on the application, with any costs associated with the mail-out be charged to Gray and/or the Simcoe County Sports Shooting and Educational Academy. This feedback would be sent to Barrie councillors before they make a decision on the exemption. Gray has told councillors his facility would be a state-of-the-art shooting range, with a three-tiered educational facility that would serve as a private club to members of the public, hunters, sport shooters, as well as local law enforcement, military personnel and the security industry. He said the range would meet all security and sound abatement standards, using the most advanced soundproofing and buffers. But in order for Gray to submit an application to the Chief Firearms Office of Ontario for an indoor gun range in Barrie, a motion of council to provide an exemption from the city's regulatory bylaw is required, according to city staff. It will also most likely need a location. Although the applicant does not have an exact address, it is my understanding that he has a general area on King Street, adjacent or near the previous exemption application, address 342 King Street, Harvey said. I expect and have requested staff to have an exact address or addresses for consideration prior to the mail-out being distributed for feedback by the area businesses. Prior to this application being considered by council, all of this needs to be firmed up through the staff investigation report so council can make an informed decision, he added. Harvey, who represents this part of Barrie, was asked about the appropriateness of an indoor gun range in Barrie, but said it was too early in the process and there are unanswered questions besides an exact location. The one aspect for consideration also is that if a range is built that suits the needs of the Barrie police, this could save the taxpayers the cost of a future indoor range for the police, he said. Those fine details are yet to be confirmed, however. Barrie's regulatory bylaw permits the discharge of firearms only in these specific cases: police officers discharging a firearm in the course of carrying out their duties, a municipal law enforcement officer destroying an animal, a shooting competition or display, provided council has given its consent to hold the competition or display, and activities carried out at Barrie Armories by the Department of National Defense at 37 Parkside Doctor. In addition, no one shall discharge any firearm, either for gain or in such a manner or in such places, as to disturb other people. At the February 23 Finance and Corporate Services Committee meeting, Gray, then calling his company Gun Links, told committee members about its connection to city police officers, saying two of Gun Links's co-owners were ex-military and current, active police officers in the SWAT division in Barrie. But Barrie Police Const. Justin Fry said in an email he copied to Barrie Today on February 25 that there is no connection involving himself, his twin brother Jason, and Gun Links. In March, Harvey said the exemption application should be turned down because he had significant concerns about councillors being misled. Council did turn down that application, which was to be at 342 King Street, a location Gray has said is no longer available.